I want to read to you just a couple of verses, a few verses from the Bible. This is Jesus talking, and he said this, "When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to stand in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they've already received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room, close your door, and pray to your Father who's unseen. And then your Father who sees what's done in secret will reward you. When you pray, don't go on babbling like pagans who think that they are heard because they use many words. Don't be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you even ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts, as our debts have also been forgiven. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive them, then your Father will not forgive you your sins either." Let's pray for a moment and then we'll just think about that word for a moment. Father, we thank you that we can come and pray to you and that you are like a father to us and we are your children. And we thank you that you want to hear our prayers and answer them and do the best for us. And we ask now that as we think about praying this morning, you'll come and help us by your Holy Spirit, that you'll come and be with us and teach us a bit more about prayer. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I need a volunteer here, and I think Pete will probably be a good volunteer, because he's been volunteered for everything else this morning. Pete, come and join me here. Pete, I just wanted to ask you a few questions, if I can. First of all, you've organised this fantastic weekend, and you've had a great time with tell us about some of the things that you've actually done there. Tell us about where do you live? Tell us about your house.
Yeah, it's just...
And what do you do for a living?
Really,
have you got any family? You've got lots of children.
Strange you should ask that, because...
What about hobbies? Do you do a lot for, do you do a lot in your spare time?
It's actually a really good question, because I really do enjoy...
Sorry, you were saying something.
No, I've kind of forgotten now.
Oh, okay, well, you better go sit down then. Yeah, sometimes I'm at home at tea time when my children come home from work and let me rephrase that. I'm at home sometimes when my children come back from school, from working at school, that's what I meant, from working at school. And, you know, and I'm really excited to see them. Sometimes it might have been a couple of days. If I've been out the evening before at a meeting or if I've been away and they come in, I'm really pleased to see them. And, you know, sometimes, this doesn't happen very often, but sometimes they'll come ringing in the door and they'll push the door open and they'll come in and they'll say, "Can I have some biscuits, please? Is there any chocolate? Can I make some hot chocolate? Can I have a drink? Can I have a yogurt? Can I go in the garden?" And I just want to say, "Whoa, stop. Hi, how are you? Oh, I'm all right. What sort of day have you had? Oh, we had a good day. What did you have for lunch today? Oh, we had chicken nuggets and chips. And how are you, Dad? Well, I'm fine as well. Haven't seen you for a couple of days. Are you okay?" See, sometimes we can be a bit like that in prayer, that we can come rushing into our Father's presence and start immediately asking for lots of stuff. We can immediately start asking, "Our Father in heaven, can you heal the sick, please? And can we have some more money? And can you look after the nations? And could you bless Tony Blair and the Queen?" And we can run into prayer with lots and lots and lots of questions, a bit like, what? Who's, have I got the wrong? I know what I'm talking about. Gordon Brown, the Prime Minister. And we can run in and we can ask for all these things in prayer. And we can forget that actually prayer is not just about asking for stuff. It's about a conversation. It's about talking to God. It's about having a relationship. And in any relationship, whether it's with your friend or your husband or your wife or somebody in your family, conversation is really important. And it shouldn't just be about asking for stuff and asking if we can have stuff. See, first of all, it's about talking. It's about building that relationship. It's about finding out about each other. It's about discovering more about God. In our conversations, as we talk to people, we learn more about them. If I bothered to listen when Pete was talking, I would have heard him tell me all sorts of interesting stuff about his family and his job and what you'd done this weekend. Talking is about learning about each other. And it's like that with God. We learn about God. We learn how to have a relationship with God. So prayer, first of all, when we come, is not about asking for stuff. First of all, prayer is about talking. It's about building a relationship. Now, maybe when you pray, you're always asking for things. And I want to say, how about just saying, "Hi, God. Thank you for everything you've given me today. Thank you for being such a good God. I just want to tell you about how I'm feeling. I want to tell you about the sort of day I've had." It's about building relationship first. And then we can ask as well. You know, it's okay. Jesus said that we can ask God, and he said that he's a loving Heavenly Father who loves to give us stuff. We can ask him. And so when we've come, and as long as we don't rush straight in, like the kids coming home from school, start asking straight away, it's okay to ask for things. He says in that prayer, you know, your Father knows what you need. He knows what you need in life. But ask him anyway, and he's a loving Father, and if you ask for good things, he'll give you good things. So when we come to pray, we come to talk, to learn about God and to build a relationship. And we come to ask him for the things that we need. But then there's a third part, which I didn't do very well when I was talking to Pete. And the third part is this. It's listening. See, in any conversation, it has to be a two-way conversation. It's not just about us talking. When I was talking to Pete, I just kept asking questions and talking and didn't stop to listen to his answers. And it can be the same in prayer. When we talk to God, we need to stop and listen and wait for his voice. Wait for him to speak to us. And as the drama showed, there's lots of different ways God might speak to us. He can speak to us first and foremost through the Bible. This is the main way that God speaks to us through the Bible, is that he might remind us of particular verses or particular stories or particular passages. And that's the answer to a particular problem we've got at the moment. Sometimes he'll speak to us through other Christians. That as we pray and ask God for guidance and help, other Christians might tell us things that help us. Sometimes the Bible says he speaks straight to us through what it calls gifts of prophecy and word of knowledge and tongues. Through gifts in the Bible, God might speak straight to us. He might give us pictures and visions. He might give us dreams in our sleep. He might give us just words that we hear. But unless we stop and listen, we won't hear them at all. And then there's another part of prayer, you know, that sometimes we can forget. And this is the final thing I want to say. And it's expecting. It's expecting God to answer our prayers. You know, sometimes I think we say our prayers and we call them out and we say them to the sky and we don't really expect there to be an answer. But Jesus said, you know, you've got to have faith. He says, even if you've only got a little, tiny little bit of faith, as small as a seed, as small as a mustard seed, he said, God can use that. You know, when we ask, we need to expect God to answer. We need to believe that he's going to answer. When we pray our prayers, we need to have faith that God can hear us. I don't know if you pray very much, and if you do, I don't know how you pray. But I just wonder if when you go away from this place today, and maybe you'll say a prayer, and you'll just talk to God and tell him how wonderful you think he is, and tell him how you're feeling, and tell him what's on your heart. And then you can ask him for things, because it says he loves you and he wants to give you things. And then listen, spend some time just quiet. Just waiting on God and listening. And then expect him to do wonderful things. You know, we've got a wonderful God who's huge and can do amazing things. And we need to expect him to do that. And now send us and take us and use us to do your will. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you turn to the person next to you and look them in the eye and say, "Bless you." May God's blessing be with you this day and always. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's have a big amen. Amen.